A listener's note. All websites and phone numbers herein are accurate at the time of publication, but may change in the future or cease to exist. The listing of website references and resources does not imply publisher endorsement of the site's entire contents. Groups and organizations are listed for informational purposes, and listing does not imply publisher endorsement of their activities. For a copy of the endnotes and resources, go to moodypublishers.com and search by the title Spurgeon on Resting in the Promises of God. Click on the download in the free resources section. All scripture quotations, unless otherwise indicated, are taken from the New King James Version. Scripture quotations marked KJV are taken from the King James Version. With Christian affection, this book is dedicated to Hillary Spurgeon, Richard Spurgeon, and Tim and Susan Spurgeon Cochran. In the lineage of the great man himself, they've come to be friends of the Spurgeon Library. They've blessed us with their artifacts, their presence, and their friendship. May Charles Spurgeon's convictions live on through them and their heirs for generations to come. Introduction. Over the 2,000 years of Christian history, certain names have taken on immortal status. Generation after generation, century after century, these names remain with us. Their legacies endure. And with each passing generation, they inspire the next to defend the faith, to serve the church, and to fulfill the Great Commission. In the patristic era, Augustine and Athanasius stood tall for their Christological and Trinitarian formulations and defense. In the Reformation era, John Calvin and Martin Luther towered above the rest for their recovery of Scripture and even the gospel itself. Closer to our times, Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield flamed the Great Awakening, earning unquestionable status as Christian greats. Similarly, William Carey, Adoniram Judson, and Luther Rice led the modern missionary movement and are celebrated accordingly. These individuals, and many others like them, proved to be titans, serving the cause of Christ in monumental ways. A case can be made for each one of them to appear on Christianity's Mount Rushmore. Charles Spurgeon has earned such status as well. The British preacher pastored the greatest church, the Metropolitan Tabernacle, in the greatest city, London, situated within the greatest empire in the world at that time, the United Kingdom. Spurgeon was the right man, at the right place, at the right time. Spurgeon emerged on the national scene in Great Britain while still a teenage preacher. By the time he was in his 20s, he was the best-known preacher in England and soon the world. Spurgeon preached up to 10 times per week, pastored the largest congregation in England and possibly the world, and launched more than 60 ministries, including a pastor's college and leading orphanages. Additionally, he published 135 books and 63 volumes of sermons, all the while having his weekly sermons transcribed and shipped around the world. Spurgeon remains one of the most widely read Christians of all time. What made Spurgeon so compelling? His ministry so expansive? His reputation so enduring? Spurgeon observers then and now have pointed to his gifting. And to be sure, God gifted him in extraordinary ways. Spurgeon's mind was dazzling. His voice was powerful. His imagination was electric. His energy level was indefatigable. His courage was unquestioned. As to Spurgeon, he often pointed to the power of Scripture and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Most often, though, he pointed to prayer as the secret of his ministerial success, especially the prayers of his church members. Yet there's another factor that contributed to his spiritual strength and ministerial resilience. That was his resolve, his firm confidence in the promises of God. Spurgeon rested in the promises of God. For Spurgeon, the ultimate questions of life and ministry were settled. Such questions often keep Christians awake at night and prompt ministers to doubt their call to ministry. Could Spurgeon be sure of his salvation? Absolutely. Could he take comfort in the power of Scripture? For sure. Could he depend on the ministry of the Holy Spirit? Of course. Could he rest in the absolute sovereignty of God over the affairs of men and thus trust Him? Without a doubt. This is the God of Scripture. And this is the God Spurgeon presents to us in this book. As he quipped, God promises to keep his people, and he will keep his promises. May you listen to this book, and in good times or bad, rest in the promises of God that you discover within it. Chapter 1. The Rainbow. Text. Genesis 9:16. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between